Blog Talk Radio.
Smith Way production. We're so glad to have our opportunity on the first and third
Thursday at this time, which is 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, so you can be a part of the show, and I want you, I know you're live on Facebook right now, just type in comments. That'll put you where you need to be. But you can call in and offer your thoughts in regards to the topic you're going to be talking about tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 when you want to share your thoughts with us, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer a location or name, if you choose to, and then offer your expertise. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You can also go from that point on later on tonight and on-demand episodes. You can check out. We have about 400 episodes of the various shows that we have, and we're so glad to have up to 7 shows now. You have an opportunity. Now, we're going to have a shirt that's coming out very soon. Talks about the Smith Way Production Company and all the things we're doing and all the shows, as well as the team that make up all those members of each one of those shows, the hosts and those co-hosts of those shows that makes up the Smith Way Production team, and it'll be available for you. Now, if you're interested in getting the shirt, we're going to have it on Facebook. We're going to have it on Blog Talk Radio. We'll have it also on Instagram, where you can purchase one of those shirts. And the cost on this shirt is going to be $10 for this shirt. And whatever size you're requesting, we'll make sure you get one of those shirts. Now, we need to just play a part. Now, it's all about making sure we support one another. This vessel was a vision that was given to me in 2017. I'm talking about Smith Way Production when I was living in South Florida. God just blessed me to have this vision to bring a vessel through Blog Talk Radio and propelled us through Facebook, propelled us also Instagram, as well as we went to Twitter, which is Periscope. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to come before you. You may ask that question, how can we communicate with you? If you want to go to our Facebook, not only Facebook, but go to my email, that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. But you also can take an opportunity to tweet this show as well, and it's good to have an opportunity. You can go to @SmithWayProduction, @TheSmithWayProduction, @LorenzaDSmith15, @DrLorenzaSmith1, and you can tweet the show as well. You can get back and forth. We can talk back and forth on Twitter. Now, one of the most important things about having an opportunity to be before you now, we have these different media outlets that we're using. I gave you the contact information through Blog Talk Radio, but we're also on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DrLDalberto Smith. And also on Instagram, we are @The Smith Way Production. So check us out. We look forward to having you here. We look forward to just sharing some things with you and also you share it with us. Now, you ask the question, why should I take time and check out the Love Cafe? The Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. See, in that appetite, it consists of the menu. The Love Cafe focuses on the menu, the three major parts of a menu. You have the starter, an appetizer, which is lust. You have the entree, which is your steak. If you're at the restaurant, your fish, your chicken, and that's your attraction. And then last, to top that off, because we're going to do that when we're having our discussion, is your dessert. That sweet thing. That's what you call sweet thing. It's the attachment. So we're going to offer that opportunity for you to touch bases with us and be a part of that as the various topics that we're going to talk about. Co-hosts that normally join me, and they hadn't called in yet, that's Pastor Eddie Pratt. He's one of the co-hosts on our Tuesday night show, which is Dr. Lowe's show, as well as Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. We thank her for joining us. Pastor Pratt is out of Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas area. So we look forward to having both of them whenever they get an opportunity to call in. Our title for our show is just like the song. if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I just want you to think about that for a second while you get in your recliner, lean back, get your libation, whether it's some water, tea, soda, juice, or any other pleasure you have. Get you something because you're at the point, hopefully you're at your dinner, if not your body. Just relax and eat what you're going to need to eat. Then get you something that we call the attachment. And we want you to be attached to us because that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of the Love Cafe. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And I just want you to think about that for a second. First of all, as you think about loving you is right. Think about loving you is right. The title is, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So loving you is right. Because for me to love you, I have to definitely understand what love means. If you look at our acronyms of the Love Cafe, and I want you to think about what you're dealing with in your life. The L is one most important thing about the health of a relationship is listening. In other words, communication. You have to be able to listen to that person that you feel like that connection brought you about to love. In return, they would do the same thing because part of a characteristic trait of a healthy relationship is reciprocate. If you are able to reciprocate the love that that person is showing to you, reciprocate the listening that person is showing to you, then you're on the ball right there. The O in our Love Cafe is overcoming the many challenges in life, even in the relationship, just like the title. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So I'm willing to overcome the wrong to make it right. So love is right. Come on now. Along with overcoming, it's overlooking individual faults. See, you can't hold something against somebody else because of the challenges they may went through, because the walls they may have, they're willing to let them fall down because they're willing to overlook what's going on even with you and with themselves so they can begin to have a life partner, can love you. That gift, love is a gift, so it can't be wrong. The V in our love acronym of love is value. How valuable are you to me? How valuable am I to you? How valuable is this relationship? This relationship may require me to value it so that I'm going to be consistent. I'm not going to start off calling you. I'm not going to start off talking, saying good morning to you, then all of a sudden decide to stop. Love is all about consistency. Are you willing to be consistent? Are you willing to be committed? So it's valuable. When something is valuable to you, you are committed to attain it. Whatever it may be, you're willing to go to wherever levels you need to go to, no matter how much money you have. You're willing to not put that first because that's a materialistic thing. Because when you say it's valuable, it is your inner self is valuable because love comes from the inner self. It don't come from an external thing. Love is all about my heart. Love is all about my soul. Because when I love you, I'm going to love you from those areas. So it's valuable to me. My life is valuable to me. So when I love you, I'm going to love your heart. Ain't no question about that. The E is expectation. We have to keep in mind when we're in a relationship, or starting a relationship, when you know truly, truly that love is right, there's going to be some of the things that we talk about in our healthy characteristics and traits that stands out from the beginning when you first meet that person. One of the things that you will recognize is connection. See, when you connect with that person, when you connect with that person, it'll be like your soul and your heart has already had an encounter. So you have to keep that in mind. Love is right. So let's make sure we keep in mind expectation. What do I expect? I expect this relationship. I expect you to be my life partner. My life partner requires me to do the things in regards to listening, loving, overcoming, overlooking, valuing these things, making our relationship valuable. Encouragement. See, when you love is right. Yeah. When love is right, you value that person. You are encouraged. See, that person empowers you. See, that's what love is all about. It makes you fearless of all the things you encounter. Because you can say, I look back, I have never experienced this before. I have been in relationships. I have been married before. And I thought I was in love. In my mind, my expectation was that we're going to be married because I love you and we're going to last a lifetime. But it only can last for a session. Everybody says season. Everybody says season, but it's a session. Sessions end. Season end. But love is a lifetime. We have to keep that in mind. So I am here to, you know, I'm all about encouraging. So the E is about encouraging. It's all about expectations. You know, empowerment. All of this is so important. And our acronyms touched on each and every one of those. So what you do, you ask your question, ask yourself about love. Let me look at love and see why it's right. Even though if I am loving you, or if loving you is wrong, I don't ever want to be right. Because I'm going to experience some of the things I'm about to share with you. And I want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you can chat with me, and we'll talk about what love means to you. What are your characteristics? What are the traits you think? What are the tiers of the relationship? We're all talking about a healthy relationship with love that leads to a life partnership. We're talking about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. No, I don't want to be right. I want to continue to love you because love is right. Let's look at love and what it means to me. Love is a state of mind. See, what I love, I say I love hard. So my state of mind is I'm coming hard at you because I believe the acronyms relates to what I'm trying to do and to get to the life partnership. I believe in listening to you. I don't want it to be one side. Communication shouldn't be one side. If you're struggling now and you may not be in a relationship and you know the L in the acronym is listening or communicating, work on that. You can work on it. You have to look at your pros and your cons and why you're having a problem communicating with that person. Or maybe that person God has prepped to come your way. because he's prepping you. Because you now decide to say, I need to change the way things are going. Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. However, I need to adjust. If I'm not able to communicate, if it's always bickering, that is not communication. So love is a state of mind. You know, people, they tell people, some people, when they speak, they're charismatic. They're influential, and they're able to communicate. When you hear their voice, it stirs something up inside of you, and that's what love is. Love is from the inner self that's projected from you, radiant from you. It is not an external thing. And when you're caught up thinking it's external, I always say it looked good. Smell good. But do you think it will be good as gravity begins to change us? Because it will in a matter of time. Gravity will change the beauty you see, the upright of things in your some people's life, and it'll begin to change. But you need to love the inner self. But before you can even consider about love being a state of mind, you have to have self-love for yourself. That's one of the healthy traits or characteristics, self-love. See, love is unconditional. And there's one thing I want to add to that. Love is unconditional and not for everyone. The love you have is not for everybody. You know, there's a thing, and I had a conversation recently, as today, and it was talking about, we was talking about love. We was talking about being in love. It's a difference between, say, I love you, which is that gift I'm giving to you. You will not feel comfortable enough to return it because you're not capable at this point because you haven't been prepped for it. Then being, I'm in love with you. Because now in love is a state of mind. It's from the heart. It's from the soul. It's that you ask yourself, is that you? Are you capable or built for being in love? Are you built for being in love? Ask yourself that. Love is, again, all about peace. The things I was talking about earlier is all about having peace, joy, and happiness. That's what love, because that's what it means to me. Love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. Because I believe that when my inner self is guiding me, it allows me to seek the things that makes me happy. And I hope it does the same thing to you. So ask yourself. The self-love in your within you is all about peace, joy, and happiness. Correlate that. Self-love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. It's an inner self. We have to always keep in mind, love is all about respect. We talk about the Love Cafe and the different, the menu and the three-part menu about the lust, the attraction, and the attachment. Respect don't go with neither one of those. And the reason I say that, even though you said lust, you can lust at something, but you still respect it. Lust is something you desire. I desire that. So love is all about respect. Love is all about admiration. I admire you. I admire you. You have those qualities because it's being radiant from your inner self, not your outer self. Love is all about caring. Do you care? Or do you care just about getting what you want out of life? Do you care if that partner benefits from you and the relationship? Do you value the partner's thoughts? Do you value the partner's job? Do you value that person's feelings? Come on now. Talking about care. Do you care? It's not hard. It's already in you. You're capable of doing it. You all are able to be nurturing. See, a relationship, or if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Because being right, you know, is the most important thing, because love is right. When we said loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'm willing to nurture that, no matter what other people say, because my inner self tells me that that connection that we have will allow us to prosper and grow. That connection. If you're not connecting with who you're with, in time or amount of time, that person won't show themselves. And we have a thing on this show and all my shows is when people show themselves, show their action, show whether they're committed, show whether they love you or don't love you, you have to make a decision. And we always say when people show themselves and it is not to your liking, run, run, run as fast as you can. Do not stay there. Don't believe you can change people. I you know, when I first started the show, I started thinking about some things in my life 8, 9, 10 years ago. I with a person and thought I could change them because I know, I understand self-love. I understand, you know, the qualities I have and how I just wanted to kind of, this person experienced this. However, people are only going to change when they're ready to change. See, love's changing. See, you might have walls build up because you've been hurt. When you run across or connect with true love, it breaks down the walls. So now you'll begin to change. You'll be saying, wow, I never had a chance to do this. It changes you. So there's nothing wrong with allowing yourself to love. It tears down the wall. It makes you vulnerable because love is going to be from your heart and your soul and a state of mind. Nothing anybody else can do to prove any different. It can't be enough toys. It can't be enough games. It can't be enough cars. It can't be enough homes that can really, really overshadow when it's true love, when it's coming from the heart and the soul. See, love is when you decide to give that gift to someone or that person that's prepped for you. We understand preparation, right? We understand prep when they talk about we're prepping food, getting food ready. We're prepping persons. We're sending them to school so they can be educated. They're being prepped so they can be ready to function in this world beyond the structure setting of a elementary or preschool or secondary school or even a college level. They've been prepped for life. That's what God does for you. God preps you for that person. You know, people can beg the difference. I'm going to say this because it's so important that I say this. It's only one person God has that you will encounter that you're going to be in love with. That's for another day to talk about, but I want to share that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. Type in your comments. I thank Denise for typing her comments right here. I really appreciate her sharing her thoughts, and I want others to do the same. If not, call in, and you can be verbally on the show sharing your thoughts, be live, and we'd love to have you on here. So make sure you press 1. I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I'll ask you to give your location, name if you choose to, then ask you to just offer your expertise, your thoughts, your comments. Love, again, is one of the most important things I want to say about love. If I love you, I'm not going to subject you to hurt, humiliation, or abuse. I have conversated with many people who's been through some challenging situations. And those individuals always tell me that person that's abusing them, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or financially, they always tell them, I love you. I don't think when they're abusing you, when they're hurting you, humiliating you, love can be tied into that. If you think so, I want you to share with me and tell me how it works. Because people that love you, love is not about abuse. Love is not about humiliation. Love is not about hurt. You know, hurt people. Miserable people. I get it out. Miserable people enjoy the company of miserable people, but that's not love. If you're in any kind of relationship, encounter that, consider who you are and whose you are before you continue, because God is prepping you for something a lot better. And don't fall for the okey-doke. You know, like it was said, Malcolm, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock, don't let it land on you when somebody manipulating you. We can't do it. Love is not about manipulation. Keep that in mind. Let's talk about a couple of topics right now. And one of the topics I want to talk with you about is the statement, I am in love with you. The title, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. First of all, I will know when I am in love with you. Just because I offer the gift of I love you, that doesn't mean that I'm in love with you. What you have to understand is when God has prep you, it's only going to be that one person that you will be in love. You can tell a lot of people that you love them. You can stand there and marry them in the eyes of our Lord and Savior through the triple core that come together under God and will be one and say, I love you. But are you understanding that to continue in the eyes of God, because he prepped you, that you will have to be in love with that person. If you're not in love with that person, they'll be here for their session, whether it's been, you've been married or not, whether it's just your significant other, they only going to have a session because the truth can set you free, and it will, because it will show up and show out. So just remember, when we say I am in love with you, it is from an internal part of me. It ain't what I'm thinking without me feeling it. See, love is a state of mind. If I think that don't mean that it is, but when I think it and also have it in my heart and in my soul, that's real talk. That's real business right there. So you have to ask yourself, when you're seeking a life partner, did God send them to you where you're ready for them to be in love with them? To be in love with them. So when we ask you, when people ask you that statement or say, I am in love with you, you have to understand that you truly, truly, really, really have to speak from your inner self, not your outer self, or even a state of mind only. You got to have a state of mind, a loving, open heart, and a willing heart, and a soul that's only shaped by God. That's it. So when that statement is used, I am in love with you, that person is deeply with the healthy traits that you're required and characteristic to move forward to the life partnership. See, they in an awesome relationship with themselves, so they self-love themselves. See, you can't have a relationship. You can't be in a marriage with somebody and have a toxic relationship with yourself. That does not work. You can't put it together. You can't be in a relationship with a person you intend on walking through the tears of relationship to get to a life partnership, and you are toxic yourself. You have to go through a cleansing. You have to be cleansed. You know, I was talking with somebody recently, a friend of mine. We were talking about back in the old days and parents and had things to make sure hanging up in the bathroom that cleansed themselves. Their inner self. And you have to do that. You have to cleanse yourself out. You got to get that out of you. You got to get that mess out of you. Because I can tell you, if you continue to allow this stuff to sit in your inner self, you will never be able to be prepped. Because God said, I got to keep working with you, which I'm going to work with you anyway, but I have to keep and take you and allow that person that I have for you to go by you. Because we will say this, and I will say this. You may have already met that person, that one person that you can be in love with, but you know why you are not with that person? You're not ready for it. You still got to be cleansed inside. You got to have your inner self in a good position. You got to have your heart as open as possible, as loving as possible. Your soul has to be prepped by God. Your mind is clear and cloudy of all the other things that causes you to not understand that you now in a new position. You're now in a new place. Your now is new. And when you're new, you can say, I'm in love with you. When you're new, I can say, I'm in love with you. So when that statement is used, it is not something to convince you to go to another level, you're not ready. Because when that statement says, I'm going to love you, you're going to be ready for it. You're already going to be at that level. It says, now you're connecting. Because, see, you have to connect from the beginning, and you work your way to that. You're really trying to lock in and close the gap. I'm in love with you. That's what you say. It don't come without work. It don't come without challenges. It don't come without commitment. It don't come without flexibility. It don't come without shared values. It don't come without mutual respect. It don't come without reciprocation. It don't come without boundaries. It don't come without comfortable state. It don't come without communication. It don't come without connection. All of these things are part of that statement that I'm in love with you. We want you to be a part of it as well. You can type in your comments, and I appreciate several people typing in their comments on Facebook. But you also can call in, and our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll recognize you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll simply ask you to give your location or name, and then come in with your comments, offer your expertise and your thoughts. Share it with me. Share it with our listeners on Facebook, facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. Check us out on Instagram, which is Instagram, LorenzaDSmith15. Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15 as well. You can check us out. We're live. We want you to be a part of. I see we have JoJo _love817 join us. Thank you so much, JoJo. Join us. We also have on Facebook, and I have to give them a shout out. We have Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She's the CEO and founder of Behind the Mask Ministry. We have my fraternity brother. So glad to have you, DeMarcus Weeds, on here. Chief of Police in Moses, Alabama, DeMarcus Weeds, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Samantha Smith, thank you for taking time. And one of my players back in the days at McKenzie, and now he serves as the principal at McKenzie. One time he's a coach as well as a player there. That is Miles Brown. Thank you, Miles, so much for your job, the job you're doing with the young people down in McKenzie. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Also, I have joining us as well, Terry Melodramatic Robinson. Thank you, Terry. You know, you used to see your name often in the men of our early shows. Thank you for taking an opportunity to join us tonight. Thank you, Terry, so much. We also have Kim Sellers Bates. Make sure I said that right. Kim Sellers Bates, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated out of the state of Georgia. Thank you, Kim, making things happen over there with the business that she has. I don't, want to be calling out, business, and she said, well, you can call out and give all the information. She'll make sure I have it. I had it, but I will make sure I give her that shout out. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. Latte Pickett, the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire. I always tell Latte, she's one of our first guests on our show back in 2018 on our Monday night show called Real Talk. It's now called Talking Real to You. And Latte was advocating making sure we inspire others to inspire. And I always say, Latte, you inspire me to inspire. Thank you so much. Sharon Sherrod, thank you for joining us as well, taking time to spend this important time with us as we talk about the Love Cafe. Let's move to thoughts on why I am in love with you, and it's okay to be vulnerable. See, when I'm in love with you, I don't have a problem being vulnerable, because you can't work towards being in love with someone or loving someone until you allow the walls to fall down, allow yourself to remove myths that you may have, about that person of the gender that you're interested in. You have to make sure that you remove those walls. If you have something you need to get it right. You are not going to be able to seek the things you need to see, and God is not going to allow you to be prepped the way you need to be prepped until you allow you to remove those walls, move those fears, and allow yourself to be vulnerable. If you're seeking love, you will be vulnerable. And these are a couple of things that you need to make sure you're able to do when you say that the reason why I'm in love with you and I don't mind being vulnerable. See, you show me appreciation, respect. Remember when I was talking about the talking about the characteristics and talking about the traits? One of the things I said was mutual respect. We got to have mutual respect for each other. We have to have respect for the relationship and appreciate the relationship. Now, I can't tell you how to appreciate a relationship. You can, because it's a foundation that relationship was founded on or was built from that allows you to appreciate it as well as that person. See, when you tell somebody, this is why I love you, and I don't worry about being vulnerable, it was that being scared of loving someone means they are something worth losing. Being scared of loving someone means they are worth something. Losing something, or worth losing. See, if you're gonna lose them, then you're a little bit afraid of that. You think you're gonna lose that person? That's what your vulnerability comes in. That means that I'm gonna put the work in. I'm not ready. I didn't say I said to somebody. I'm not saying you walk around here just crazy by somebody. But when I'm in love with you, I don't mind being vulnerable. The next thing is the same person who scares you makes you feel fearless. See, when you love somebody and in love with somebody, understand what love is, understand all of the traits and how it fits that relationship, you're not fearless of what's going on. You're not afraid anymore. You're not scared. You feel fearless. You're not fearful of it. You're not fearful. You're fearless. And you have to keep that in mind. Next thing is that fear can also, one of the things I mentioned when we was talking about the E acronym, and that was empower you. When you make the mind up to be, I'm going to allow myself to be vulnerable and I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen, but you know what, I'm going to go with the flow. It allows you to empower yourself because it's like anything else. When you have success at it, you've been prepped to do it and you begin to prep that relationship. You begin to have sex. You get more, you gain more power. You know, you get excited about it. So it empowers you. Those are the things that say, that's why I love you and I don't mind being vulnerable. The next thing we want to look at quickly is the obvious reasons why I'm madly in love with you. Remember, I say I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, and these are a couple reasons why. And you can share some on the comment section. One is you always make me feel like you love me for me, and nothing else. I'm asking, do that happen to you? Have that happen to you? That person made you feel like, you know, they love you. And they love you for you. In other words, I'll read it as it is. You always make me feel like you love me for me. Not love me for what you would like for me to be. You know, I was talking a conversation the other day about guys right around talking about trophy wife. I'm looking for me a trophy wife. Oh, but if you want a trophy wife, you have to put yourself in a position to be a trophy as well. You can't be born around your midsection hanging far, far over your waistline and talking about you want that because she this and she that. She's a trophy because she's that size and everything. You have to get yourself in order too. You have to make sure of that. Next thing, the person makes you a better person overall. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you consider to lose value, you know, relationship to be is valuable. When you're losing value, that person ain't for you. That person should allow you to gain value in the relationship. You value them. When you lose that value, you're moving in the wrong direction. That person always, what they call good timing. They know when they call, they know when they show up, they know when they drop the flowers off. Because you know what? They truly, truly love you and madly in love with you. They're madly in love with you. So those things they're going to do. So we have to keep that in mind. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure we can get you on the line and you can chat with me. And I'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your name and location and offer your comment. Another thing that considered to be a reason is that you are that person or you are my absolute best friend. When you're madly in love with somebody, they're your best friend. One of the things I was reading an article recently, and the article was talking about some of the things that of people who are not ready to be in love, are not ready to be in a relationship, is that you take them away from things they used to do. Take them away from hanging out on Friday night in the little sports bar, still trying to shout and holler. I'm going to leave it right there. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You take them away from doing the things with the fellas. You take them away from doing some things with the family. If I value you, I'm willing to take myself away from those things to spend that quality time with you. It's all about quality time. Another thing that really is obvious when you're talking about a reason so why I'm madly in love with you, love you, is you always put your faith. Come on now. Talk to me now. You always put your faith and confidence in me. You believe in me. You value my opinion. You know this is the person I want to be around. Because I value what he does, value what she does, but value what she say, value because she has those qualities and those traits of honesty, trustworthy, connection, communication. They have commitment. They are reciprocal. They understand boundaries. They have shared values. They also have flexibility. They also have commitment. They also have mutual respect. They are comfortable. Come on now. I have confidence in you, and you have confidence in me. See, that works both ways now. Don't think of just they have confidence in you, but you have to have confidence in them as well. And the last one before we get ready to close our show out, You are always ready to give me the biggest hug, a hug and kisses. Come on. You know, I have a problem. You got to understand your love language. I'm in love with you because you understand my love language. And one of them, my love language out of the five is physical touch. I'm telling you, I like to be hugged. I like to be kissed. I love the kiss. I'm telling you now. When you find somebody where you understand that's the reason why I love them and I'm in love with them, I'm madly in love with them because, you know, they give some of the biggest hugs and the biggest kisses ever you know that you need. Think about it. That's a connection. Come on now. And I want everybody to keep that in mind. You'll know that person is badly in love with you, or in essence, as we say, I am in love with you, because they give the biggest hugs and kisses. I'm going to tell you, they're going to know because of the connection. They're going to know the connection. The connection says, oh, my baby needs a hug today. She needs the biggest hug I can give. Need the biggest kiss. Because the soul's already connected. And your soul, by knowing that what's going on with you. So that's the reason why, to be madly in love with somebody or say you're in love with them. And the last thing I want to always talk about is those traits of a healthy relationship with love. We always have been over them. Communication is number one. That's the L in the Love Cafe. The acronym L is listening. Communication. You have to be able to listen. Connection. That is where I'm connected to you that I value who you are. I value who you are. Mutual respect. I'm encouraging. I am empowering you. I have expectations. See, one thing I think we're forgetting about in life is that we want people to respect us when we don't set what we call the goal to be respected. It's a goal. Relationships are all about goals, and respect has to be one of them. I will respect you all the time. I will have mutual respect for you all the time. No matter how mad I get, no matter whether things are not going the way. See, overcoming faults, which is the O in the acronym. Come on now. Work with me right here. Overlooking faults. Overcoming challenges. That's it. Come on now. That is so important for a healthy relationship. Boundaries. We all have to set boundaries. You can't be afraid to set boundaries. It's important for the growth of you because, see, you've been prepped. Sometimes you don't want to do it, but you need to make sure there's some form of boundaries, how far you will be able to go. And you have to be willing to communicate to that person, and that person can listen. In a relationship, comfortable. See, when you're comfortable, you let your guard down. The walls fall down when you become comfortable. You become vulnerable. And that's what love is all about. When I'm in love with you, I'm comfortable. See, I'm at peace. I'm at joy. I am making sure we're happy. Shared values, we got to be able to talk. What is your value? What are some of your values? You have to be able to communicate so you can be on the same page. The next one and the next two, and we'll get ready to close it out with about a minute over the time, flexibility. If you're not, if when I say I'm in love with you and I want a healthy relationship, I want a life partnership, I have to be flexible. You have to be flexible. And don't be afraid of being flexible. We can be rigid if we want to, but we also can be flexible because you've been prepped to do that. Remember, God didn't prep you for that person, and they didn't prep for you. And last but not least, the one we always talk about, commitment. Back to valuable. How valuable that relationship. I'm willing to commit to you. Are you willing to commit to me? It's been awesome tonight talking with you through the Law of Cafe. I have several people that are making sure they're giving comments. But I want to make sure I give all of them a shout out. Just the last comment Denise Stephanie put there is that's why it is called a relationship. We're supposed to relate. That's what we're talking about. Relating. Denise is out of Berkeley, California. I want to thank you again, Denise, for offering the comments. You even mentioned that it's all about listening and learning. That's awesome right there. Listening and learning. See, you can't learn anything when you're talking all the time or you have a closed mind. Your shout to Latay Pickett with Inspire to Inspire. She's an amen because she said these things are what is required to do to be successful. Also, we're going to give a shout out for Denise. She said, me too, as we were talking about love language. And she said hers is touch too as well. Now, the other one I always share with people is the one of affirmation, words of affirmation. And it's important. But you got to understand it first. Then if receiving gift is yours, be willing to give gifts in return. Don't always be the cup holder with your hands like cups, they say. All right, let's move forward and shout out these other individuals. Thank Denise and Latay for making sure they share their point of view. DeMarcus Weaves that I mentioned, Chief DeMarcus Weaves, Chief of Police in Mosses, Alabama, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Samantha Smith, thank you for joining us. Also, JoJo_love817 is joining us. Thank you, JoJo, so much for joining us. We also have Miles Brown. I said one of my players and one of my students back at McKenzie. Now he's the principal. I say he's a caregiver for love. He's making sure our young people and our adults that's in the community and at their school and the staff and the faculty that they're being able to share these things. Being able to experience going through this educational process and be successful. Thank you so much for the job you're doing, Miles. Thank you so much. Terry Melodramatic Robinson, thank you so much for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout out to Kim Sellers-Bate. Kim is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Divine Nine, we want to give them a shout out because they take time to be on here with us. Again, Latay is also signed on at the time of reading from the bottom up. Sharon Sherrod, thank you, Sharon, so much. Also, we have, that's the last one right there. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all. It's been awesome tonight. You know, I'm going to tell you, my hashtag is One Life Matter. COVID-19 is spiking as I sit here and speak with you. Make sure you follow the protocol and the safety measures. To protect your family, protect yourself. Put your trust in the Lord, our Lord and Savior, but you must have the wisdom he shares with you to tell you to take care of yourself and your family. Make sure you do this. Don't go out taking things for granted. If you don't have to be out, don't be out. Stay at home. If you're not working, there's no need to be out. even sometimes trying to get meals when you probably could take a meal home and fix it, because it is out rapidly now. It is spiking, and at the point that it looked like it has to reach its course. We knew phase two was coming, so we said one life matter. Your life matter, my life matter, everybody's life matter. So make sure you take care of yourself during COVID-19. Hashtag keep on grinding. We're going to keep on grinding on this network right here, this production company, Smith Way, and the enterprise as well. We want you to do the same. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's four, the number four. That's listening as well as learning, as Denise stated. And also, we want to make sure we remember hashtag responsible. We will have our shirts coming out. It'll have hashtag responsible, have the Smith Way production company, and talking about Blog Talk Radio. And the web, how you can go to the web link. Then on the back, you're going to have each one of the players, each one of the team members' names are listed. Get your shirt. As I said, the shirt is $10. You can purchase the shirt. All you have to go to is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or on my Facebook page. Direct message me and let me know the size that you want, and also your delivery address. Now it's $10. We're going to have a cash app, and that's going to be cash app Dr. Lorenza. You can check that out. And also Lorenza D. Smith, check that out. You can, but we'll have it posted, cash app and PayPal. Get it to me as soon as you can, because the shirts are coming, and then tell me your size. You can put your order in now. I want you to do that. You know, I only have about 24 that I have ordered. I want to start off that you can get your shirt now and be a part of the Smith Way Production Company. It's been awesome, and I'm seeing some last-minute words in here. This is from Sean Smitty Smith, nephew. He's really sad about one of a good friend of ours that they found him dead in his home, deceased in his home last night. He was actually attacked and hit in the head with a brick when he was going to his house, and the person robbed him and stole his car. The persons, because they end up catching the individuals in the car, the police department caught him, and we're just really, really going to miss this young man, a good friend of ours, Shai Hudson. He's been called home. He's transitioned at the hands of what we said. We got to stop black-on-black crime, black-on-black murder. We have to stop it. That's what's important. We have to stop. We got to stop, and we're calling them out. And we at this point really going to miss our brother. But our prayer is that his family during this time of bereavement is comfort, and God puts his arm around the family. So much. Thank you so much, Smitty, for reminding to make sure I shout that out. Our next show is going to be on Sunday, which is Tell the Truth. The host for that show is two hosts, myself and Christine Walters, Ms. Christine Walters, and myself. We're hosting the show Telling the Truth for an hour, starting at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we're going to just tell the truth. We're going to talk about various topics. We might come back and hit this thing about love. We might come right back at you. You know, when you love somebody, they're going to love you, want them to love you back. We might talk about that. We got several topics we're going to talk about. But check us out at 3 o'clock on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, as well as Instagram. It's been awesome tonight. I want you to make sure you give your family member a hug, virtual hug. Reach out. I'm giving all of y'all a hug because I love you. I truly love you all. And I thank you for taking time to share these moments with me and with this production company as well as our enterprise. And I want to just let you know that when you tell your family, your friends, your lover, that means so much in the eyes of our Lord and Savior. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. And as we get ready to close this out, we always try to make sure we play something that puts you in the right mood. And, you know, most of us got to understand you got to have a special love. So what we want you to to get out of this music we do not own the rights to is that you got that love to say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right, but I am in love with you.
Thank you. Just let my record show. I gave you.